News release. County of Simcoe. County Council today revisited a previous decision regarding the size and composition of County Council. A motion was approved to support adjusting the size of County Council from 32 members to 17, inclusive of a full-time, appointed warden. If approved, the elected mayors of the county's 16-member municipalities will serve as the default county representatives starting the next term of County Council. Currently, and historically, local deputy mayors also sit on County Council. As proposed previously, the full-time appointed warden will be chosen by the incoming council among eligible electors who choose to put their name forward for warden. To take effect, these decisions must be approved through a triple majority process, as outlined below. If approved, these decisions would take effect for the 2026 to 2030 term. The current structure will continue for the remainder of the current term. Our long-standing structure, with our mayors and deputy mayors both serving on County Council, has served our communities well, said Warden Basil Clark. However, we recognize that our council is large in size, and that it's prudent to make this change going forward. With advancements in technology, we have more ways to connect as a council, with staff and residents, making this potential change more possible than it was years ago. If approved, I'm confident that we will continue to see efficient, effective, and fair representation and decision-making at County Council. I'm also pleased Council maintained our decision to pursue a full-time, appointed warden starting next term. The position of warden requires full-time attention to Simcoe County residents and business. Triple majority approval. Approval by County Council to proceed with these changes is the first step in the legislative process. The next step is a requirement to hold a public meeting to consider a draft bylaw that would change the composition of County Council. If the bylaw is ultimately passed by County Council, it would then be sent to the 16 lower-tier member municipalities where a majority of their councils must consent to the bylaw. The majority of municipalities consenting must also represent a majority of electors in the county. It is important to note that County Council may address further guidelines for the role of deputy warden at future meetings and review more information regarding committee structure and the process for council alternates. Representatives from the county's two separated cities will continue to sit on the Human Services Business Section of Committee of the Whole.